Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. How is my team of voices? Hello, and welcome to Sweet Discussions, Sweet Pea. And we are Team of Voices on All Poetry, one of the largest poetry groups on the internet. And I'm by Kevin, so thank you, Kevin, for getting us here and able to form the Team of Voices group within that big old All Poetry. Tonight we are talking about tongue twisters, things that twist your tongue, or the situation that you can't get over and you get all tongue twied, or an actual tongue twister where you can't get your tongue around it. And right now I have in my studio, I have Rackentor, Hatter, and the Wayne. Everyone say hello.
Hello.
Hello,
hello. So we're going to shoot out the gun really quick and go to the board because I want to make sure it is known and everybody knows it that tonight is Wayne's fourth anniversary here on All Poetry. And he chose to spend it with me.
Break out the champagne.
I am so excited that you chose to spend it with me that I wrote you a poem.
Oh, no, not a poem.
I did. I wrote it, and it's on the board, and it's called Whimsical Wayne.
Oh, no.
And I did the best could and in the form of whisking my tongue, even though it's not quite a tongue twister, but it's all about the W's. So, winters and whimsical whiffs of wintergreen, whitewashed windowsills, waitress worshiper, woodpecker and whoremonger, watchdog of womanhood wonders, workhorse for whippersnappers, wonderful to wallflowers, whistles woo-wee from whiplash, writer or witchcraft, wordsmith or whatchamacallits, whatever, Wayne is a wonderbar. Ta-da! That's my description of Whimsical Wayne.
You got the picker part right anyway.
Well, I hope you enjoy it because kind of how I look at you in a lot of ways, at least with W words, that's the best I could do.
It is excellent. Appreciate it. Great job.
I want to say wow.
Well, happy anniversary.
Yeah, wow.
Well, thank you
very much. Thank you very much. It's been a great 4 years.
good. I'm glad you've enjoyed it. What's the best and worst? We've got to know.
Dude, I don't have any worst. I've all been good to me. You know, I can't imagine me writing 2,000 poems in 4 years. That was just that blows me away. And then, you know, the contest that I've won and stuff, and or got awards in, that blows me away. Everything blows me away. I couldn't hardly talk when I got here, and I still can't. And so I'm doing pretty good for a handicapped person. I'm doing pretty good. So I'm sticking with everything.
You are wonderful. I love the variety of your poems. I mean, you go from absolutely silly as you can be to some of the most serious poems I've read. Your social awareness poems, to the love poems, to your barbecue poem, your sickness is amazing, but your love is absolutely amazing too. So I think you're very versatile, and you're very funny, and you're very serious. And, you know, I hope that in 4 years I'll have 2,000 poems, but it doesn't look like I'm on pace for that. So power to you.
I still can't believe it. Well, I appreciate the poem. It's a great poem. I'm looking at it now. It's a good poem. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now let's get on with your show.
All right. We are going to get on with my show. I'm going to welcome 803. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
This is Wolf. Hi, how are you?
I know who you are. I was going to say how
I'm glad you do, because I'm still trying to figure it out, but thank you.
Let me say, I know the voice. I didn't know the phone number, but I do know the voice of Wolf's spirit. It's very discreet.
Yeah. Okay.
So
well,
everybody say hello to Wolf.
Hey, Wolf.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Greetings and solicitations. Yeah. Yes.
Solicitation. I'm not allowed to do that.
Yes.
It's illegal to solicitate here on the radio.
Dear.
I might get myself in trouble.
forgive my boo-boo. Yeah.
Oh.
I was sitting here listening to some Tupac and drinking a nice cold beer and eating gorgonzola cheese, and I saw the notice that the show was on. I thought, well, why not? So here I is.
Well, why not?
Wolf.
Yeah, I'm a little more calmer than Tupac. Maybe not as non-political, but I don't do that here on my radio show. Ah, well, since you're here, why don't I throw you up on the board? We'll get some stuff started here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't stay a whole long time, but I've already taken my medication.
I don't have my girl here.
What girl is that?
Let's see. Pretty Bird. She's usually here by now. She handles all my
Pretty
stuff.
Pretty Bird.
I don't. Yeah, my girl Pretty Bird. I know. Isn't she wonderful?
I think everybody wishes Pretty Bird was their girl. You know, she's such a sweet lady. Anyway.
Pretty Bird is my girl. No one else is allowed to have
her. Oh, okay.
Just in case you didn't know.
I'm not going to dispute that. I will not argue with a lady. There you go.
That's right.
It's all yours.
All right. You are up.
Okay.
Sir.
I don't know if this fits the prompt the way the hostess intended, but when I heard the words tongue-tied, I had a myriad of thoughts, and I thought, well, why not relate this very embarrassing thing that happened to me back when I worked in the Naval Shipyard in Portsmouth, Virginia, and this is what happened. So this is called tongue-tied.
Awesome.
And this is a true story, by the way. So, okay.
Oh, cool.
My workmate said I was full of malarkey when I said I was keen on Janet Harkey, a secretary from the mezzanine, the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. Many had tried and many had failed, but somehow my passion had prevailed. I was determined to ask her out, but I may as well have been drunk on stout. I caught her leaving work one day, having rehearsed what I wanted to say, but my intentions were remiss as the conversation went something like this. Hey, Janet, do you have a minute? I have a wish, and you're in it. Ha, well, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride, and I committed social suicide. She asked me, do you have a plan? I don't date boys. I need a man. Take me to dinner. Pick me up at 8. Bring lots of money. I'm no cheap date. The way that she communicated, I was taken back. intimidated. All of a sudden, this lovely flower had squelched me with a show of power. I don't make much money, you know that's true, but I've always had a crush on you. I promise not to make a move, and I have nothing here to prove. She laughed at me. That's very sweet, but I won't be your tasty treat. You seem too timid for my taste, so a date with you would be a waste. I like to tempt and tease and taunt. I'm a passionate woman. I know what I want. And if you're not man enough to take it, you won't measure up, and I can't fake it. She made me feel so very small. I wished I'd never asked at all. Though she was pretty, she was too vain, so my answer came out quite insane. And though I tried, no matter what, I blittered like an idiot. Blah, 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 and duh, 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 duh. So if you should pursue a vixen, be mindful of the brew she's mixing, because pretty is as pretty does, and I begged out. Well, just because. End poem.
My. Well, let me just say this. Some women just don't know what they're missing. And I think you might have been very lucky to get away from this vixen. Oh, this precious.
That's a true story.
You got lucky. You got lucky.
Yeah.
I just,
the guys at work all warned me. They said, you can ask her out, but I don't think you're going to like what you find. So I didn't listen. I was just smitten. Anyway, there it is.
And I think the poem is fabulous, great rhyme scheme, great cadence, just tells the story perfectly. You just want to know what's going on, what happened, what did she do. I mean, you're just enthralled from the beginning. But, man, does she sound like a cold-hearted woman. But, you know, I think it's better to know up front. I mean, to be honest with you, if, you know, she's not the one for you or you're not the one for her, it's better to know. But I think you can be a little more delicate about it, ladies. Just, you don't have to look at him and go, yeah, you're kind of a minnow and I'm a shark and it's just not going to work.
Yeah,
cool.
Hard-hearted Hannah. I met hard-hearted Hannah.
Yeah.
And, If I had been brave enough to pursue it and take her out, she probably would have eaten me alive. You know, that song by Hall & Oates, The Man-Eater? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, here she comes. Yeah. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Anyway.
Yeah. She shouldn't have been. Raconteur, give me your thoughts.
You tell the story wonderfully. You got the conversation into the poem, which is kind of hard to do. I know sometimes when I tell stories or write a story, that's always the hardest part for me. I kind of leave that stuff out sometimes or very one-sided. But you know, you got the full intent and conversation into this, and you did a great job. And like you said, you know, sounds like you dodged a bullet, but, you know, I you were true to yourself, and I think that's, you know, what was important. You know, as far as I you know, try to operate, you know, I do the same thing. If you put your real intentions out there, then, you know, whatever happens, you know, it's not a surprise in the sense that, you know, if it doesn't work out, if she shoots you down, then you know you're not missing out because then it wouldn't have worked anyway probably. So, you know, it sounds like you were, you know, a nice guy and honest with who you were, and she was just like, you know, good time girl. And, yeah, she just out there she could get her hands on.
Yeah.
And
you know,
maybe it was her.
You know, that was in 1978, and looking back, she was merciful, really. I mean, she did me a favor. Because I might have been much worse later on. So she was merciful in the end, although
well,
she was,
you know,
vicious.
I can understand being willing to pay for the privilege to be seen with a woman like that on your arm, but, you know, like you said, you can't really afford something like that. She really did do you a favor, you know?
Yeah,
save your money for something
and
someone will appreciate it.
With a woman like that on your arm, you might return home without the arm. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And?
Thank you.
Oh, not a problem. Wayne.
Yes. Man, this is a fantastic poem. I see myself in this poem, and I've been there more than one time. You know, it's a great rhyme, great storyline. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. You read it well. It's you know, bitches. You can't live with them, and you can't live with them. And if you don't have the go, they won't go. So that's more of a rounds up right there. And you did a great job with this. I like it a whole lot. In 1970 was a hell of a year. That was a hell of a year.
Like 78 was cool. Yeah, that was a pretty cool year.
Yeah, I got a service in college. It was wild.
Wow. I started middle
school. High school. Yeah.
And Hatter just dropped that his phone is going to do that to me in the studio all day. All right. Now we all know what's going on. But, yes, I loved it. That's exactly one of the twists I wanted. I can't talk tonight.
Okay.
It's a tongue twister problem. Exactly. That's my tongue tonight. Something like
yeah,
that.
Uh-huh.
That's
yeah.
me. All right, so not a lot of people are... I'm going to read mine because there's not a lot of people here. So that's when the,
okay.
you know, that's the best time for me to read. The best time. Now I got to go run and get everything because my girl's not here. But that's okay. I'm good with it. I can do two things at once most of the time. Not
you
all the time,
hands.
Most of the time. I do.
I'm on it. I know two things.
Oh. Yeah. My poor girl's wait. She's hurting. So she just texted me back. All right. So here I am. All right. You guys ready for this sweet one?
Absolutely.
Yes, please.
We await with bated breath.
With bated breath. Okay. I'm not going to catch you. All right. This is Five Finger Fandango. Five Finger Fandango. Feisty, frisky fetish. Fondle feminine flower. Fresh fire red florals. Flow forthright. Fueling feverish flowing flush. Fishnet fever fancied. Feverish fondling fingers. Fulfill fire lily. Fascinating first class formations. Favorable friction fantasies. Fortune teller foretold favorably. Forthright freestyling. Fled. Fresh fingered feed. Final farewell, friend. And poem. There you go.
This is cool, too.
Yes.
Yes. The only one. That's it. We're done. Okay.
No, done? Do you want a few comments?
Well, if you want to comment, you may, but I'm not going to ask. You know how I am.
Well, I could certainly, you know, ask for a couple of comments. Also, I enjoyed it. You know, the alliteration was lovely. That the story that you told is a little high school, I guess, or it sounds that way to me. Anyway, if it is what I think it is, and you know, it was pretty cool. It was interesting. I enjoyed the flow. kind of grabbed me, if you know what I mean. Wayne, what do you think of Sweet's poem?
Oh, man, I like it. It's a great alliteration. It has a great storyline. And with the hyphens in there, this makes it 100% alliteration, where every word starts with a letter. And that's my favorite, try to write and try to read. I can't read them. But you did a great job reading this, because I would have made about two stanzas. I've been all tongue-tied and spitting and everything else. So you did a great job of this and a great storyline and a great point. Good job.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. And I'm going to answer the phone and say hello to Deb.
Deb Lee.
Hey.
Hey.
How's everyone?
Hey. How are you?
Good. I'm hanging in there, doll. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Have my clan starting to say hello, I guess.
Yeah, I think they're loving being co-hosts.
Yappy doodle.
I guess so.
News.
They are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got a puppy, so every time something's puppy, Amadeus goes insane. So it's been rough. Yeah.
By the way, sweet,
it
you gave us about
is.
40 F's.
Yeah.
You gave us about 40 F's, but I can't give you an F for that poem. I have to give you an A+.
Aw, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Well, okay, that's done. We're good. All right.
You
who wants to go next?
You could throw me on the board.
All right, but it might hurt.
If we throw you on the board, if we play darts, you might get hurt. So just remember that. So,
that's right.
Anyway.
I'm like a weevil. I wobble, but I don't fall down.
I'm a weevil and I wobble, but I don't fall down. You might. I'm pretty good. I can throw pretty hard. All right. And then after that, I will get you on, Deb.
Awesome.
Not a problem. Hello, Verge. I see you on the board. All right, we got that. I'm going to go hit a button in the studio. Thank you, Deborah Lee, very much for that. Okay. Rack, before I hit play, I'm going to say hello to someone.
Please.
Hello, 707.
Iris Rose.
Hi, Iris Rose. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm doing well. We're getting ready to play Rack. All
right,
so here we go. Mr. Raconteur.
Oral Olympics by Raconteur. Probing pink protuberance, dancing daintily across lips, imperceptibly parting pouting petals, performing perilous backflips, twisting me into knots, leaving me weak in the knees, intoxicating my senses, imparting the fermented nectar of bees. Bereft of breath, lungs labor in vain, fingers tangled in your tresses, biting your lip, I stake my claim. The heavens look on with envy, enthralled by an impassioned kiss, as we melt into each other's arms, an amalgamation of abject bliss.
Wow.
End poem.
Well, damn, Rack. Did you have to tell him about what we do every Saturday night? This is very, very well done. You talk about twisted tongues. That is an incredible twist on this prompt, and I love it. Oh my God. Lungs labor in pain, in vain. Fingers tangle in your tresses. Biting your lip, I stake my claim. You always bring it every single time. Your alliteration, your metaphors, you're just always there on top of it, and this is just beautiful. Let's see. Iris Rose, give me your thoughts.
I got to hear part of it. I'm sorry. I just won't be able to put it all together right now. I heard part of it, but give me a sec.
Okay. Not a problem. Wolf, your thoughts.
Well, I got to tell you, this is really delightful. It's a delightful poem. It made me want to go out and bite somebody on the face. If I went into the other room and bit my wife's lip, she'd say, look, if you really want to bite something, shape-shift and go outside and seek out prey. But this is a beautifully written poem. The title is very misleading because when you first said Oral Olympics, I thought, oh, that would make a great porn movie, but we won't go there. But it really is a beautiful poem. I like the second and third stanzas. This really define the heart of feeling absolute bliss and rapture in another's presence, twisting me into knots, leaving me weak in the knees, intoxicating my senses, imparting the fermented nectar of bees, bereft of breath, lungs labor in vain, fingers tangle in your tresses, biting your lip, I stake my claim. Fingers tangle in your tresses. You know, there's nothing more wonderful in my particular case than running my fingers through my lady's hair because it's so very, very sexy to me. There's something about a woman's hair. It's her glory. I think, you know, in the story of Samson and Delilah, they speak of that. But, yeah, beautifully, beautifully written poem, Rock. I loved it.
Thanks.
Yeah. And Wayne.
Yes. Rock, you could read a phone book and make it sound sensual. It's been a long time since I was amalgamated, but I do remember having protuberance all over me once. It was a mess. You did a great job with SoundCloud. You better wake the women up because that all passed out when you started reading. Great job, Liz. Again, you did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wayne.
Awesome.
Wayne,
and
you're a hoot.
Deb. Yeah,
I am.
Deb.
Yeah, for one thing, I wasn't looking when the recording started, so when you read the title, I was like, uh-oh. And then I saw it. I thought, oh, you clever bugger, you. Yeah, yeah. Oral Olympics. I'm like, oh, boy. Then I was like, okay, all right, now I get it. But then when you read between the metaphors and the great wording in your voice, it was like, oh. And I love the line, the heavens look on with envy, enthralled by an impassioned kiss. I think you did awesome.
Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome.
And everyone, let me grab Hatter back in because he dropped earlier.
I'm here.
Welcome back, Hatter. Yeah, welcome back,
yeah.
Hatter.
Hatter.
I know. All right, I have got Deborah on the board, and I'm confused by her comment, but I'm just going to give her a little crap about that. This went ahead of all my beautiful poems. Why, thank you. I'm glad this one is ugly. But
well, no. You'll understand by the time I get to the end. I full on expect to hear your laugh reverberating all the way from the Mile High City. But no, I mean, it's just, you'll understand. Let's see if I can do this now, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
It's called Twisting Teas for Sweet Pea. There you go. Taking a taxi tonight and tackling the traffic, traveling to the Tuxedo Tavern at twilight in this tailored tan turtleneck and tweed trousers. The tables are topped with triangle tablecloths, two tropical torchlights, titanium trinkets, toothpicks, and a teapot of tangerine tea. Twisting the tonsils on Taco Tuesday to tickle the taste buds till the tongue tingles. Eating toasted tamales topped with tomatoes and toad leg tartare, a tablespoon of Tabasco, and 3 teaspoons of turmeric. Tugging the ticket to taste toadstool tequila, the teardrops trickle. Then, toe jam tidbits tap the tabletop from Teddy the chef, trimming thick toenails that triggers the throat to throw up the tacos, so now I'm not tipping this stripe tramp tonight. Next poem.
This is fabulous. Oh, my God. I'm glad you read that, not me. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't understand at all. Oh, my God. Okay, this is great. Yeah, I can't even repeat the best part because I would be literally all over myself. So I'm not tipping this tripe tramp tonight. That is a great line.
Toe jam,
oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, go ahead and give a comment on this fabulous, fabulous poem.
Well, first of all, it's absolutely wonderful alliteration throughout. And when she goes alluding to shrimping, which is what they call sucking of toes, and then she talks about toe jam. I kind of wanted to Ralph my supper, but at the same time, she ends it with a comical note that really just triggers the giggle factor and really, really wonderfully tops off the whole treat. So, yeah, I'll just pretend those toes are steamed shrimp and go with it. and, Deb, if you read my comment, it'll tickle you to death, but I'm not going to repeat it on air because it's a little bit more than casual anyway. Okay.
Oh, this is
thank
gorgeous.
You, Wolf.
Raconteur.
This was totally terrific.
You really caught my attention. I had to go back and read it twice when you said frog leg tartar. I was like, wait a minute, did she just what? Wow. I mean, this sounds like a date gone wrong, but, you know, I love the opening stanza. Hey, you managed to do that with just the letter T throughout most of the poem. There's very few words. Don't start with the T. So, you know, this is really amazing. The alliteration was phenomenal, and the story was perfect. And you even managed to work your crayons into it with your tangerine.
Mm-hmm.
Tea.
Just a little. Thank you.
Totally terrific.
Yeah. Oh, well, actually, it brings a whole new meaning to the word totally.
Totally.
Okay, sorry.
Totally.
And Wayne.
Yes, well, this poem here is a lot. This is a lot better than it could have been. It could have been a twisting sweet tea tight till she pees. It'd been a lot worse than this one. So it's a good job of that. And I didn't understand a lot of it either, but I did understand the tipping this tramp tonight. That was wonderful. And I did a great job reading it. Great humor in the poem, and a good poem all the way around. I like it. Thanks for talking. I like it.
Thank you, Wayne.
Andrew, Iris Rose.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was cute, very well done. It was like alliteration on steroids, so I enjoyed it.
Thank you both. I think somebody even wrote totally tubular down in my comments.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, totally.
Totally tubular. And my Hatter.
I'm playing catch it. What I heard was great. Was great. I'm having really trouble here.
I told you on the phone this afternoon it was a whacked out poem.
That was funny.
Not a
problem. I love the toenails. I'm clipping the toenails.
All right. I believe I'm gonna say hello to Frank.
Frank.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Frank.
Hello there, my friend.
Hello,
Frank.
Hello.
Hello there, my friend.
All right. Next up, we're going to go to the anniversary boy, who's tonight is his fourth anniversary on AP.
Which one?
We're going to...
I got two of them. That,
we're
going to
hit up.
So I'll take which one you want.
All
congrats,
right,
Wayne.
So,
all right.
Yeah. Wayne.
What is the name of it?
Mary Mules?
Most.
Oh,
Mary
most
Mules?
Mary Mules? Okay. I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
And this one, I did a bunch of alliterations where there's, I call them 100% alliterations where they didn't have nothing but the starting letter. And this is called Mostly Mary Mules. It goes like this. Machinist Mike's Mule Mickey made marketer Marty's Mule Mike Michelle mediocrely mundane. Meaning much more mental maneuvering may merely make Miss Michelle mad. Most mighty men note moments making March meanest. Moreover, Mike's Mule Mickey must make many mouths meeting Major Mark Smiley. Meanwhile, Marty Mule Mike Michelle Marty mocked Mickey's morbid modified moking McCall, making Mickey make a massive moan. Machinist Mike maneuvered Mickey's name making Michelle's immaculate mini marred mucus models modulus moderately. Mickey Mercury met Michelle, making many meanest messages, modifying magic mojo, making machinist Mike's matter. Marketer Mike made meal, mostly mixing multicolored moist meatloaf, mutilated meat, making McCockless mix, meaning mulligan. Michelle made Mickey's meal more massive, melting Mickey's meat mind. Machinist Mike meal moderately, most months, making Michelle ministrate ministrally. In?
Mighty fine. Well, that's crazy. I could not read that. I could barely follow along. That's just more than a mouthful. I give you 1,000 kudos for reading that. Poor Mike and that poor little Michelle. I think she was always getting things handed to her. I mean, everybody's mocking Mickey and mortified, and Mickey's Four Main and Michelle's Immaculate Mini Mard Mucus Modulus Models Moderately. And then that, I don't know who's eating that multicolored meatloaf, but at least it's moist.
Because
that comes in the most. I don't know what can make anybody. I'm glad Mike can mule moderately, because if he can make any female menstruate magnificently, I'm more power to them. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy that if a man can do that, or any kind of male species can. I was quite impressed with that. But, yeah, that's fabulous. All right. Iris Rose, give me your thoughts on the mule.
I knew it was going to be me. The mule. I just thought this whole poem was a very trippy trip down the mean M line. And I thought it was very witty and very cool. And I like the way the sound of the poem was inside of it, this That was kind of cool. Good job.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And Wolfie.
Well, I was mulling over this mulish mendacity, which was mucho delicious. I've never met a mule who was a machinist, but it's very delightful to imagine the whole thing. As for multicolored meatloaf, I think I'd take that out of the fridge and throw it out in the garden, because I'm not so sure I'd want to eat it. But then again, you know, what do mules eat? As for the last stanza, I won't go there. But it brought to mind a line from Michael Nesmith's Elephant Parts. I don't know why it reminded me of this, but there's a line that it says, "My wife's biscuits edge closer." So anyway.
Oh, no.
Fabulous, fabulous, right? It kind of makes you cringe at times, but it's also delightfully funny, and it's a wonderfully written poem. Great job.
Thank you very much. That was high when I did it.
And Raconteur?
Mightily manic, magnificent mouthful.
Yes, it was.
Marvel.
I enjoyed that one. It was wonderful. It really was.
Read it backwards 3 times.
Yes.
Read it backwards. No. I'm afraid what Satan would say there. Raconteur. Frank.
No. Well, you said me, right?
Yes, I did.
You said I heard Raconteur as well. Well, this poem here, Wayne, was quite a feat there, my friend. I can't really say much more than the alliteration there. It was a challenge. I think this would have been a challenge for me as well to even iterate such a wonderful line there. I think the one that stuck out to me the most was, "Most mighty men, milk moments, making March meaningless." I have to say, you know, this is a tremendous accomplishment here to be able to do such a wonderful piece of alliteration. And it's been 3 years, but I thought it was fantastic. And great, great sense of humor, as always. He's always a witty fellow, I would say, Wayne. But great piece there.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Frank. Great comment.
You're welcome, my friend.
Excellent.
That line about making men marshless kind of reminded me of the story of Ecclesiastes, where they talk about the Philistines partaking of the honeywood plant and laid down and refused to fight. There are many lines of reasoning behind that verse, but it reminded me of that for some crazy reason. But that's
a
wonderful
like a
one.
Mule.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're all. Yeah. But aren't we all mules in some way or another? I just love that. All right. Who are we going to have up next? Let's see. I think I'm going to try to put Verge up there. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. Let's see. Oh, there you are. couldn't find his poem because I hit the wrong link. Because, you know, it is what it is. And that's who I am. Okay. Best. Okay. Send that to you guys. Boom. Going to hit the big button. You guys ready? Here we go.
It truly is incredible, the effect of seeing a flexible woman who is sexual. By this I mean she's credible, because her mind's beyond a vegetable, with a butt as far from spherical. Strong and firm, because she makes it work in ways most girls now choose to shirk. Especially in those maturing years when staying fit demands shifting gears. We've met before, but it's been a while. You know the score, kinda like her style. Got her digits without blinking. Could this be where incredible dares to start to share what it is to find someone who rhymes with you for life? An incredible thing. Like chance meetings that make you think, how crazy is this? Time will tell, but it's tenable, because our timing seemed impeccable. But moving on without love songs, it's incredible how these words expound because of something that could be nothing. Yes, the mind's incredible when thoughts become plentiful and you embrace your mental in ways not detrimental. It's almost like a stencil enabling us to pencil our next move and assemble a way to groove and revel as if you'd won a medal. This piece is existential or just experimental, like new techniques of dental involving NICU utensils. This verse has one potential, to earn myself credentials instrumental and essential when showing just how special the use of words can be. Incredible indeed through use of poetry. Professional, exceptional, contextual, collectibles, commendable, indelible, credible, and seminal. You just wait and see. Selectable, digestible, and legible to read. Prophetical, maybe. When speaking about seeing accessible in dreams, dreams of future themes that change how we can be. Reprehensible, inflexible, susceptible to greed, and acts defined as terrible by hypocrites mostly. The electable intellectuals, contemptible, I believe, whose sentinels directional points to facilities, correctional, mad fleet. Their receptacles need medical so that they can receive a congressional reprieve, free from fallacies, recessional and decimal according to MPs and leaders international who claim to be quite rational when sending expendable teams to make spectacles overseas fit for flat screen TVs or yes for movie screens. That life would seem to be a connectable seam to some expendable stream. But before I own this festival of wordplay intertextual, has this been hypothetical or what's called existential? Well, what it's not is rectal, because it's from my mental and a meeting incidental that somehow got cerebral, poetic and quite regal, exhibiting to people how my unquenchable thirst is exceptional for first as credible, respectable and sensible. Yes, it's intellectual, comprehensible and connectable because it flows like ventricles. It also is commendable and I'd say incontestable when saying it's incredible.
Bravo.
I'm worn out.
Oh my goodness. I know. Just by listening to him you get worn out. I love the verse. I love the use of intelligent words in any kind of rap kind of thing like that where you can use more than a four-letter word. I love a lot of this, well, what is rectal because it's from my mental and a meeting incidental that somehow got cerebral, poetic and quite regal. God forbid we actually use something from our minds, which is very difficult to me for me if I rhyme. Obviously not for you, Virg, but for me, it's all like, oh, cat, hat, mat, tab. Yeah, that's me, but I cannot get through it when I'm in a rhyme. I'm not very good at it at all, but this is fabulous. Great, great rhyme, great messages, great cadence, great everything. You make me think, how crazy is this? Time will tell. God forbid we think. I love it. I could go on, but I also love the second little stanza, the effect of seeing a flexible woman who is sexual. This is a great little stanza in it. Let's go to Frank.
Cool. I'll try to give my a stop here to this poem here. I like the beat. There's a good beat to it. And I do like his sense of intellectualizing here. The rhyme scheme is impeccable here. But he throws in a lot of good variables here with the lines here in particular. The reference here was, by this means, she's credible, because the mind's beyond a vegetable for God, but far from spherical. There's some very, very creative lines in this piece here. I got throughout the whole poem there. At first I had troubles hearing it because of, I think, the sound was a little bit down. But I thought he did an excellent job here. It's a great piece, and I've heard Verge. I haven't heard him much, but what I've heard of him, he's always got a great command, I would say, of diction, of language there. And it's very good that he can project his voice and keep the rhythm of the beat going as well. It's not easy to do that, so I have to commend him on this. It's a great job.
And Hatter, any thoughts?
Yeah, this one, this went on a couple of lists. This one, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're still here, man.
Okay, sorry, okay. Yeah, this was, I put this on a couple of lists. This was outstanding. The him doing it himself was 90% of the production. It's a good job with the rhyming. I love the beat being kept. That's a subconscious control. And it's like it seems to me like we're very forgiving in our minds when you run across a piece like this and wanting it to go carry on. So you're forgiving on what words he chooses to use. You just play it, and that's a positive. I mean, that's very everything positive. I thought it was well constructed, well thought out, and well performed. Thank you. End comment.
Nice. And Irish Rose.
Yes, I have to just kind of echo what Hatter had to say about it. I thought it was a very well done and polished performance and read, and very well articulated, too. Sometimes that doesn't come off so well in production, but he achieved that, and I thought it was really great.
And Wolf?
Well, first of all, I think Big Birch has a very pleasant, open, spoken poetry voice. He's delightful to listen to. His meter and his cadence are perfect. The part of this poem that struck me the deepest was the electable intellectuals, contemptible, I believe, whose sentinels, directional point of facilities, correctional men, please. This makes me think of the people we elect to our legislative body. They all have Ivy League or Harvard or Yale degrees, and yet they sound like complete idiots with the things they do. That points directly to a very tenuous situation in our government, I believe. And I know you don't like to go political here, but that's where that took me. I thought he did a great job in expounding on many, many facts and did it in a very recreational and fun way. And I found this poem absolutely delightful. You should rap, man. You should be a rapper.
And Wayne.
Yes. Once I figured out how to make it dissectable, that made it more indigestible. And Verge is always kind of hypnotizable. And other than that, I just don't know. Great job.
I didn't know that.
You go, Wayne.
He's four over there. What were you thinking?
Wayne's next white, the great white rapper.
Yeah, white rapper. Yeah, I need a beat.
Great white rapper.
Good.
Great white rapper. Great white rapper.
Vanilla Wayne. It could be Vanilla Wayne.
Vanilla Wayne. Vanilla
Wayne.
I like.
No, it's Vanilla Wayne.
Becker Wayne.
We call it root beer float.
Vanilla Wayne. His rapper name, Vanilla Wayne. That's hilarious.
And Racketeer.
Nice, nice baby.
Incredible, intellectual, and his vernacular was totally delectable.
Oh, you're much better than I am.
There you go.
That's a great comment. That was good.
Very much.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Excellentable.
I have to say that to myself.
Excellentable.
That is just, I'm sorry. I would call you Ruby or Float because of your hair.
This is what happens.
But
this is what happens before the match. Does Ruby float? Oh, never mind.
I don't know. Maybe.
Float
on
ice
cream. Okay. Let's see. Where are we going now? As I lose control of this show completely. That's okay. All right. I think we're going to hit up Irish. Okay.
How did I guess that?
Okay.
Except, wait a minute, I'm totally in the wrong. I'm in Deb's poetry room, not my own, which is not cool. I'm like, what the heck are these? That's not mine. That doesn't work at all for me. Dun, dun, dun.
So say when.
Let's watch the radio. Did you put it on the board?
Let's watch the radio.
Okay. Go ahead. When?
Okay, we're ready. Very good. Okay.
All right. Wait, I haven't put it on the board yet. It's not going to go in.
You haven't. Okay.
It's not on the board.
Okay.
That's the whole problem. I was in the wrong room because I'm the hostess with the mostest, can't you see? I'm not very good at this job. Yeah, I really am bad at this. Because I have to get back in the right room.
Yeah,
but hey, I think I'm there.
We're there now?
You know.
Okay.
Almost.
Say when.
I'm getting there. I'm old. It takes 3 years. We're really good. We're right there. Well, you're right there. You're right up front. You can go.
All right. Thanks. All right. Begin poem. Tuna fish and potatoes. Tuna fish and potatoes and bacon and gravy eggs. Have you been to Juanita's Bonita Freeze, where they serve mouse tamalitos with green chili enchiladas over fat bachelitas by pullbugs and striped tuxedos singing croaking serenados? Have you been to Juanita's Bonita Freeze, where your uncle Rizzo is a well-known rat from Frisco that came to play some cards, or a little bit of Monte Cristo behind green wood-shuttered people guarded by a cat named Dizzy Cisco and a mange you might just call Briscoe? Have you been to Juanita's Bonita Freeze, where the cats are feral tabbies and suckers for a fat rat ratty that wears a gray fedora with a fat rat tail-tied boa wrapped around his gangster course? Have you been to Juanita's Bonita Freeze, where the stray dogs lick their stickies to dry their little wickies because they pissed on a copper's bootsies when he chased them in the woodsies around the Golden Gate Museum where dead spook things are singing? Have you been to Juanita's Bonita Freeze, home of tuna fish and potatoes with bacon and gravy eggs, where stray cats play pachinko, pie gow, and roulette ringo, and wanting to smile so sweetly as she hears sweet ching-ching-ching, a slot machine softly singing, and the cha-cha keeps careening and Juana keeps all the blingings? Have you been to Juanita, please? In poem.
Oh, my God. That is absolutely wonderful. Oh, my God, this is delicious.
That was great.
I love this. Just absolutely stunning. I love your read. I love how this reads. I love its cadence. I'm glad you read it, not me, because there's no way I could. Wow. I love your poem. I absolutely adore it. I love the way, oh, my God. I would love to read a lot about this, A, because I love stray dogs and I love animals, and I love because they pissed on the copper's bootsies. That's probably one of my favorite lines in there. When you chase them in the woods. this is so great. And the other thing I've got to actually, it kind of hits me home, my heart home, because it's Bonita Freeze, Juanita's Bonita Freeze. There is a huge landmark here in Colorado called Casa Bonita's. And it is, I mean, whoever comes to Colorado, you take them to Casa Benitez. And it's got this, like, it's the cheesiest restaurant you could ever go to. And right now there's this, because of COVID, it's actually in danger of being shut down. So this big rally of Save Casa Benitez is going on in Denver. And it's just this big pink building. But inside, it's got cave divers it's all got Mexican dancers and bands.
People swings.
They have the best, everything you could possibly think of goes on in Casa Benitez. And so this is just great. Just totally remind me of, I could see this happening, like, if it was just animals there in Casa Benitez. But I love this. Tuna fish and potatoes.
Thank you.
Just beautiful.
Thank you.
Great.
They talked
about, thank you for bringing
it. About Casa Benitez on South Park.
La Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. They talk about Casa Bonita on South Park. And I don't even make that connection because South Park is really nothing but a barren piece of land. Great.
That's just a little joke.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Rack, what did you think about this magnificent poem?
Oh, my God. You did an amazing job with this. I mean, I don't know if Juanita's Bonita Freeze is a real place, but you brought it to life. So whether it is or not, it lives on in my head now. I could see wanting to go there now. you did an amazing job with it. The flow was wonderful, and you read it beautifully too. You did an amazing job with this. I really enjoyed it very much, Rose.
Thank you.
And Wayne.
Yes, this is just too much. It was great. And I'm hyper and I go fast, but you just flying through there and it just left me behind. The Cheetos, Ringos, Tostitos, and I don't knows. And you did a tat tat rat rat pat pat. It was just great all the way through. I laughed all the way through it. It was hilarious. Great job with this. Great job. La Casa Bonita.
And
Well, I was hoping you'd call on me because I want to point something out here that maybe some of you have missed. This particular part of the poem just tickled me to death. Have you been to Juanita's Bonita Freeze, where your uncle Ratso Rizzo is a well-known rat from Frisco? They came to play some Carto or a bit of Monte Cristo. Do you know that this is a veiled reference to Midnight Cowboy?
No, I didn't know that.
Ratso Rizzo was a character in Midnight Cowboy. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right.
Mm-hmm. I was tickled to death that you threw that in there because it just made my whole day. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. That was a Dustin Hoffman character, if I remember right. But
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
I love it when people throw Americana into their poems and they veil it in a very oh-so-not-so-telling way, and people who really are into that verve understand it and can pick up on it right away. But I loved it. Great job.
Thank you. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Frank, your thoughts?
All right. I thought this piece here was quite a tongue twister here. I suppose I commend you on being able to be so effective with the recitation, I would say. This poem here had very unique attachments to me as well. Although I've never been to these places here or been to this Juanita Bonita, which is a Spanish reference there, you did conjure the images in my mind there, so it must be a good place to dine or at least to have some good meals. I wonder if they have deals. That's the question. A good meal? Will they have a good deal?
They have probably things that we haven't heard of, so, or maybe we have. I don't know.
That was a great poem. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
And then Hatter, anything to say?
Yeah, tuna fish and potatoes. What a great piece. This was remarkable. I was spot all the way through it. You kind of have you abandoned Juanita's Bonita Freeze? Let me tell you. from the start. Always in a just nothing but smile on my face. It was great. Probably the best I've read.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, for you. Thanks.
Absolutely.
But on my front page.
Okay, Wolfgang. Wolf, it was a pleasure to have you on tonight. Good night. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And we are going to run into Stephen and Kay. Poem next.
Oh, I can feel the wind already. Feel the wind?
Yeah. So they're on the board. If I need to lower it, let me know if everybody's got it. If not, I'll put it in again. I'll just put it in again. There we go.
Which one? Did you put both of them on there? Or just one?
Yeah. It's a collab for them.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay. So here we go.
This is a collaboration done by myself, Kay, and my husband, Stephen 76, and we call this Youthful Yearnings of Yesterday's Yarns. Yesterday's youthful frolicking, yearnings are unexplored route. Youngish yearlings prancing with grickly gructus upon their snout. Yesterday's youthful feelings inviting, yielding out of fear, missing out. Yearlings yelping and begging, hooves crossed as pursed lips do pout. Yesterday's inhibitions, today's regrets, yearnings of the yesteryear spent together, younglings roll and fields will walk it, yet with no fear of inclement weather. Yesterday's promises full of possibilities, yieldings creating tomorrow's never. Youths sit beneath the trufula trees and sing humph, humph, a dumfer. Yesterday's love can be today's, yielding will create heartache, but with youthful hearts we bring our praise, and with smiles our chances take. Yellow yesterdays can be today's, yieldings of yesterday became today's wake. Young, murky, mushy dance and sway, and happily eat their funnel cake. End poem.
Okay. I think the other part was supposed to be Stevens. And that SoundCloud didn't get loaded. That, I believe that was Stevens SoundCloud. Yeah, so, yeah, because that's Kay's, and then I think the next one was Stevens. So wait, let me see if Kay's there, but Stevens not. Okay, well then, let's go ahead and read Stevens. Yesterday's youthful frolicking, yearnings are unexplored route. Yesterday's youthful feelings inviting, yielding out fear, missing out. Yesterday's inhibitions, today's regret, yearnings of yesteryear spent together. Yesterday's promises full of possibilities, yieldings creating tomorrow's never. Yesterday's love can be today's, yielding will create heartache. Yellow yesterdays can be today's, yieldings of yesterday become today's wake. End poem. Wow.
Why was that? Why was that changed? I mean, why?
I don't know, but what I think it is it's an opposite. Yeah. The problem is to write something opposite of what you write. So
yeah. I see that.
So
I
one
see that now.
They
yeah.
were supposed to write. Yeah. So I think it's pretty cool. So Kay writes of the yearnings and all of that, and then he writes of the yesterdays. So I think it's really cool. I think the two of them, you know, run amok, playing battle and heartache and other life's you know, that was my comment, is they're battling heartaches and other life complications, yet they're constantly going back and forth today, yesterday, what yesterday can become and what day can be, you know, what today can become. But they're always doing it together, the two of them, because love's with them. And the two of them are always, you know, like you say, the picnic basket couple.
Yeah. You know, I was going to give Stephen the business and say, I bet you did. You put the hump a dump lines in, didn't that was your dish? I go, oh, that's so cool. I thought that was him, huh?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's
definitely, it is. It's definitely a great play on Dr. Seuss words, because those are all, with the asterisks, those are all Dr. Seuss words. So that's a great cool. play on those. So, Frank, what are your thoughts?
Cool. Let me grab my thoughts here after this wonderful display of alliteration here. Well, I agree with what you said, Sweet. A lot of reflection on this piece here, on the past, present, and even the future. So I took that message there, and I really enjoyed, I mean, as I always enjoy Kay and Stephen's diction there. They have been right and very, very intuitively, very good pieces here. This is an exception here. Rhyming is impeccable here, but I like the tone of the message here, although it's hidden in the alliteration. It's very, very well written, very pointed out as well.
Yes. And Raconteur.
Yeah, this is really enjoyable for me. The interplay between yesterday and today, the memories and the hopes, worked really well with the sissical words and whatnot. I mean, it was well done, and the imagery was gorgeous. It was really very vivid and relatable, touching. You know, it's really the way that they you know, kind of played off of each other with this was wonderful.
Absolutely. And Wayne, comment from you.
Yes, I said with a quickly guckless upon their snout, I write this comment to you. I guess I better laugh and sing Humpty Dumpty Up Dumpty, because it won't be long so we won't be young and murky, mushy, and dancing sway. This is musical, enjoyable, and I start dancing early in the poem and still jumping around. This is great. I like this. Good job. I can't read it, though.
I can't. Oh, I think that's a great comment, though. That's awesome. Alrighty. Frank, I am going to throw you up. Not literally.
All right.
I haven't eaten you, so well. That can't happen. Alrighty. Getting better there on the board. I will. Boom, you're on the board.
All right. I added this piece here simply because of the abstruse language here, so I thought that would be more of a tongue twister. So this is a piece I called Iblis, and it's really nothing more than another name for the devil himself. But it goes like this. I am the ominous manifestation of a deep psychosis, the vagarious infatuation of chaotic hypnosis, immersed in the psychotic orders of perdition and the peripatetic animals of desolate volition, imperceptible phantom of subsequent delirium, nexus to millenniums of emperors of imperium, proprietor of the hideous coliseums of cadavers, master of the detestable and nefarious enslavers, infectious calamities and inscrutable plague, mactations, disappearances, maledictions, plague, stigmata, suicides, and anachronous exorcism, massacres of the vacuity of a virulent dogmatism. By the vortex of an inferno, I was then propagated and expelled to the Hades of inquisitors, castigated as a vicious blasphemer and corrupter of humanity, arbiter and the executioner of the realm of insanity, the creditor of the debtor of a myriad of founders, adjudicator of great nations of rapacious founders, commander, supreme ruler of the tenebrous legions, marching stentorously to those imprisoned regions. I possess no useless patronymic of the mere mortal, and from an inconspicuous inception and revolving portal, I rule upon my esophagus throne in glory. universe, for I am immortal at the perfidious fools. I intersperse Jerusalem, uttered my name. Persepolis uttered my name. Rome uttered my name. Medina uttered my name. Shed, Deva, Diaboli, Iblis, I am your bloody psychosis.
Oh, God, I love this. You are just, oh, my God. You just, like, if the devil was going to come and give me his resume, you just did. Oh, like, hello, I'd like to apply for the job. Here it is, and Frank will read it to you. Oh, this is fantastic. Oh, just absolutely tongue-twisting, scary, crazy, beautiful. There is not a stanza, a verse, or anything does not fit. Literally, this is your bloody psychosis. And do not think I don't exist. Because the second you do, I will have you utter my name. Just like every god has ever done. Because trust me, you are mortal. And I am not. Oh, I love it. It went on my list. And Frank, by the way, called Frank's Fatal Beat. Because that's what they are.
There you go.
Five.
There you go,
sweet. Yes.
I thought you would. Fantastic. I knew you would like it, so that's why I brought it.
Oh, really stunning. Rack, your thoughts?
Devilishly clever. I enjoyed it. Frank, it was well done, and I can't see myself, but it looks like it's a formed poem as well, so I imagine there's something to the shape of it did. It looks like I don't know. I could be way off because, like I said, I can't see, but you know, kind of glancing at it, it looks like you did something with the way. I'm out of it.
Yeah. It's like a vignette.
Oh, okay. No, I just meant the shape of the an arrow or it's a flame or something. I don't know. I can't, like I said, I can't. But whatever. It read beautifully. You know, like you said, you mentioned the language. You know, I never heard that word as a name for the devil, but you know. And then there's one other word that you used that I never saw before. I'm going to have to go right to the dictionary. Which one was it? Oh, yeah, maybe it was the nonsense word from Kay's poem that's still stuck in my head. Yeah. I really enjoyed it, Frank, the language and the story. You know, they say the greatest trick the devil ever did was to make people believe he didn't exist. But you know, he himself in this is warning us to not think he doesn't exist. So, you know, he's kind of a reverse psychology there. I took that as so. I appreciated that too. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you very much. The word "iblis" is an Arabic word for a devil. It can be a jinn as well.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And Wayne, your thoughts?
Yes, this is complex, and there's a whole lot going on, I think. Hey, I have at least two more grades to go before I can properly entertain as many of this poem. There's a whole lot of intelligence on top of brilliance here, and now I got to get back to the third stanza where I got stuck. Great job, Frank.
Oh, I appreciate that, my friend. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Can I say something?
All right, Wayne, I have you on the board.
Somebody want to say something about, or somebody say, can I say something, or maybe I didn't.
Yeah.
Maybe
I didn't. Did I miss somebody?
Yes, Hatter.
Who did I miss?
Yes, Hatter.
Hatter. Sorry, Hatter.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention on Frank's ability to perform these poems. Back in the day, how you spoke was how you, it was basically made anything more believable, which was in regular social life was a powerful structure in your community. And that's the way Frank speaks, and it's like he could tell me the world's flat and read it, and it would be so eloquently said. It would be believable. That's poorly said, but that's the way you read, Frank. Thanks.
No, I appreciate that, my friend. I enjoy your poetry as well, and the way you read as well, my friend. That's reciprocal there. Believe it or not, I do enjoy your pieces and the way you write.
I'll hire you to read mine. You can read mine in, please.
Well, whenever you want
so much
me,
better.
You can always. Whenever you want, my friend, just tell me.
Okay. I will need mine read. Is that next?
So this
is that what you said?
Wayne is up.
Yeah, this is a serious poem about hunting and eating. So it's called Buzzards. Buzzard Beware. Big black buzzard breaking bones, begging brothers behold. Bleach blackened background behind blaring beach, biting, burping, belching, bloating by butcher's bird. Becoming blinded, mostly bulging, became badly barely bulged, broke beakly bungle. Behind besieged belligerent. Belittered, bold, beaded, bedeviled bowman. Began Buffalo Bumble, fought badly beaten buzzard before bypass. Brigade built bright bonfire, bypassing the bad bow byproducts before brunch. Bowman buttered, basted, and began braising, baking, and blackening the best big, beautiful, buttress, baked, butchered, big bitten bird bites. Burnt breakfast, behold. Bye bye.
Thank goodness Bye Bye Blackbird was
Make
yours because I could not have done this in a million years, Wayne. Oh, my goodness. Bowman buttered, basted, begun, braising, baking, blackening. Yeah, I am so glad. Yeah, tongue twisters are not my thing. Twisting cherry stems on my tongue is my thing, but tongue twisters are not my thing. Good Lord. Bravo, dude. I could not have done this. This is brilliant. Fantastic. Love it. Just absolutely brilliant. And everybody say hello to Mr. AP. Hello, AP.
I'm not AP, but thank you.
Dad,
oh,
you and AP, it's
hey.
Sky.
Hey.
It is Sky. And I always think it's AP. It's Sky calling. I'm sorry, AP.
No, no,
but it's better, you know. I love Sky. You know, you have guys have the same. I really have to
yeah,
stop doing that.
Yeah, I know.
Bye and bye in the sky.
So bad. I'm so sorry, my beautiful Sky. You really have to start tapping on the ceiling so I know you're leaving the cage.
I texted you on your cell phone because I've been trying to get here, but I literally just walked in the door from work and I had to stay late, so there was no issue. I texted you.
What
did I promise? I'm so sorry.
Okay. Well, what did you think? I do. I tend to ignore it.
Oh, I thought it was
fun.
That's just too many B's for me. Were you asking me what I thought? I'm sorry.
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah, this is just B, I can't even do it. I'm not going to try to say any of the lines, but I thought they were all brilliant and beautiful and becoming and boisterous and bodacious and all the B's you can think of that you didn't. Oh, that's gonna be hard. This is gonna be tough. This is gonna take some work and pretty clever, pretty cool. And I would never be able to read that. So kudos to you. And it makes
I can't
sense.
It.
Well, some Robbie, people when they have an idea of saying, okay, I'm gonna make a whole poem of these. Sometimes the sense takes the back seat, and it didn't here, and I appreciated that.
Well, thank you very much. It's great. There's a storyline in there. Barbecue.
And the barbecue. Rack and tour.
Bravissimo. It was brilliant. I enjoyed it. You did a great job. So, you know, Just the letter B. You made it work. Not an easy thing to do. You made it look
right.
Easy.
No, I didn't. It wasn't easy about that.
Bring beer.
Bring beer.
Bring beer.
And Hatter.
Yeah, I'm right. This is really clever. Got to be bees in a tongue twister. Bye-bye. What is Botrytis? Best big, beautiful Botrytis. Is that a word?
It is now.
Yeah? Once
somebody puts it in there, it's a word.
Is that Sky? Nobody does it better than you.
Yeah.
But are you talking to me? What?
Well, God, you're like me. You got an attention span of a butterfly, huh? What?
What?
One of us has to be straight here, Sky.
Then that's not me.
Okay. Oh my goodness. What are you doing, Sky?
I'm trying to find you a poem.
Oh, I'm going to have you read a poem for me, if that's okay.
Oh, okay, but I'm really bad at tongue twisters, but I can try. Okay, put it up there. Let me look at it. Is it hard?
Well, I don't know. I haven't touched it. But
if it has a lot of big words, I don't know. I get tongue twisted enough. All right, let's see. Ooh,
I'm
going to
have you read Laughing Souls. Yeah.
It's hard.
Okay, I don't know if I know all these words. Okay. I don't even get a minute to try to read it. Okay, here we go. Laughing soul.
You want a minute? I'll talk. We'll talk.
We can talk amongst ourselves
while you take a minute.
I think I get it. But yeah, let me read it.
You can do it. Lick your lips. We'll talk.
All right.
Dab right into it.
I'll put cold perfume. Hold on. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
I don't know about that one. Okay, I don't know about that last word. Okay, a forest abloom by Laughing Soul. Fervid feelings and fuchsia flowers, forest drenched in ambrosia showers. Flaming fireflies flutter in stain, floweth frosted fossils and fetish bowers. Fabulous fingers indite flirtatious fable. Falcon fondles Felician navel. Fairies foster fragrant blooms. Flush flamenco flitters in arms sable. Flakes flare from moonlit faucet, falling frisky on feisty floret. Fluorescent fiasco, bathed in fuchsia wine, foyura, flutes, fandango, dulcet. Flickers the night with spitting, tossing stars, plants a magical dawn, playing a feisty. Fireflies char. End poem. Laughing soul.
Bravo.
Great job.
Bravo. Bravo. Incredible. That is an incredible read, and I love that you did it. Oh, my God. And not only that is an incredible write. Wow. That is an incredible write. A little on the sensual side, though. Very. I love. Flush flamingo flitters in arms stable. I like that. Fevered feelings and fuchsia flowers, forest drenched in ambrosia showers. Sounds like fun. Ah, wow. I think this is incredible. Very, 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 very sensual and very pretty. It is very pretty. All right. Nice one, Laughing Soul. Very nice. I like it a lot. Sky, you read it. What do you think?
Phantasmagorical. I gotta look this up. I don't know what it means. Steve getting to
it's a fan so.
Of real or imaginary images like those seen in a dream. Oh, like a phantom. Phantasmagorical.
Like Fantasia.
I think you're trying to say phantasm.
Phantasmagorical. Yeah. I think I found my new favorite word. Holy hell. Where has it been my whole life?
It's like a wild dream.
I thought this was great. I'm glad it was F, because F don't tend to be too difficult for me. Thank goodness it was not S's, because it would have been terrible. I would have been stuttering and stammering and ugh. But this is great. I can see the way that you were talking about the essentiality of it. And I like how they're all, like, there's like a slew of S's, but then she brings in phantasmagorical with a P, but it still sounds like an F, so it keeps going on with that F train. Fluorescent fresco based and fuchsia vine. And also, there was a really great, I mean, there were a lot of great rhymes, but for me, I think my two favorite ones were the fervent and fuchsia flowers, forest drench and ambrosia showers. Look at the cadence on that, huh? It just flows wonderfully. And then the fabulous fingers, indite flirtatious table, falcon fondles, Felicia navel. I really loved that one too. I thought that was really, really clever. I mean, there was some frisky and feisty after with these flowers. You know, I got to read it again because I was really focusing on not messing up the work to see what was really going on here. But it was a wonderful read and wonderful language, and I learned my new favorite word. Well, it's my second favorite word. I can't replace my first. Do you remember my first, Sweet Pea? You said you were going to learn it, and you want to use it all the time.
It's the second to last stanza in a poem.
Penultimate.
And you were going to email or you were going to text it to me, and you never did.
Oh, I'm a terrible person. Great job, Laughing Soul. Brilliant piece. Sweet, you can punish me later.
I will. No, you can just imagine it, but that's my job.
How are you? I got it wrong. I got the idea.
All right. Wayne, your thoughts on the poem?
Well, I said, I found this freaking fine and fabulous from first to final frame. That's all it says.
Excellent.
Hello?
Frank.
Oh, there you go. You can hear me. Well, All right. This piece of art, it's very central here. By all means, if you get beyond the alliteration, it's a very central piece. But any time you stick in flamenco, she's got my attention there. Because it almost felt to me a flamenco beat there. If anyone who's listened to a sensuality flamenco, you would really understand this piece here. That last line there, that flickers a night, the fluting phosphine stars, and she refers to the feisty fireflies. There's really a great sense of creativity. I thought this piece was very creative here, you know, and it's very central. I thought it was a great stab there at writing this forest of bloom. Great imagery as well.
Absolutely. And Hedda.
Oh, I knew you were going to call me.
You're the last one, my friend.
I was trying to get something. There it goes. I got to go back to it. I'm sorry. I was trying to put a picture in something on this phone. It's not easy. You're going to have to go buy me. I'm not even on the page. My phone's not happening. Shit.
Well, you need to get on the page because I'm going to put you up next to read.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because the maddest of hatters, the man I adore, needs to read to me.
Maybe not after this.
Yes, even after this.
Okay.
You know, that's how I am. Unless you want me to do a SoundCloud first.
Yeah, do that first.
I can do that.
My phone's got to catch up.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, not a problem. I'll do anything for you, Hatter. You know I will. Let's see. Who do we want to listen to? All right. We'll do this. We'll listen to Harold. Or Gerald. Harold. God. I'm so not with you.
Harold, who's Harold?
I'm like, who the heck is Harold? Nobody knows. Oh. God. You would think I've never done this before. Ever.
Must be the owl.
All right, everybody. Gerald's up. All right, everybody. Here we go.
Confusion, written in red by Gerald Green. I care not how many thistles Theophilus thistles sifted. It's none of my business how many thistles were pickled, chucked, or bumped. But as a nurse who is socially conscious, I'm concerned that Theophilus Thistle thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb. That might slow his selling seashells by the seashore or cramming clams in clean cream cans, but it certainly won't affect his ability to throw 3 free throws or flowering 4 fine fresh fish for the 4 of you. In any event, we surely shall see the sunshine soon, as long as we avoid sitting by the skunk who sat on a stump and thunk the stump stunk, but the stump thunk the skunk stunk. If you're tired of this stupid poem, just blame Eddie, who edited it, and Willie, who's really weary from hearing it, as well as nice nurses like me, nursing nicely.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay, so as a nurse who's socially conscious, I'm concerned that Theophilus Thistle, I don't even know if I can say that name right, thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb. Oh, my goodness. The other one I like, if I can even say right, is, as long as we avoid sitting by the skunk who sat on the stump and funk the stunk, but the stump funk the stunk stunk. That is just fabulous and funny as all get up. Thank you, Gerald. You know, I adore your stuff. Fabulous, right? Funny as all, like I said, I just giggled through the whole thing and quite a bit afterwards. Great, great stuff. Sky, your thoughts?
I thought it was fun and clever, and I loved how the thistle one, and then I'm really bad at this valley with seashores, so I'm always really impressed when people do that, because I stumble a little bit with my S's, and I thought the way that he went back and forth with the language and the banter was funny, and then the just blame it on Eddie, like, who's Eddie, like, what's happening right now, and then I like how he's just like, this is not my fault, this is somebody else's fault. So I thought it was pretty clever, wonderfully read. I really have to say the thistles in the beginning were definitely my favorite. The pickled chucks that were bumped. That whole stanza was brilliant. The whole piece was funny and wonderfully read. I like those THs.
Yes. Yes. And Frank.
Well, I agree. This was demonstratively a great display of creative alliteration. I thought the wit, as always, with our good friend there, Gerald, not Harold, I'm assuming it's Gerald, right? He's a great orator as well. He's a great reader as well. And I thought what's so good about Gerald is that he throw him any prompt there, he will always be on his A game, if I can say that. He always brings wonderful, delightful pieces of humor, of intellect, of philosophy, wisdom. And I too wondered who Theophilus Thistle was, but I don't know if he exists, but if he does, he's probably chuckling right now with Gerald.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Wayne's got sweat in his ear.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Poor Wayne. I think he's absolutely hilarious. And I'm going to say hello. Hello, 614.
Hello, sweetie. How are you?
I'm so glad it's you, AP, because, like, 15 minutes ago I said it was you, it was Sky. And I was like, oh, hello, AP. And right, he's like, right, it's Sky. Right. Oh, hello. Everybody, it's AP.
It's me.
Yes, it's you. But hold on, I got his header. Do you have any comments for Mr. Green's poem?
Yeah, I'm impressed every time Job sends something. This is out of the box on read. I just wonder how much time he needs to for himself to write something like this. Probably not long. It seems like it's very easy for him to write. I'm impressed. End of comment.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of a very talented person. So, Hatter, are you ready to read?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Let me grab you. Let me grab you, Hatter.
Careful now.
Grab Hatter, everybody watch.
Watch out for the rabbit.
Watch out for the rabbit. You never know what I might do.
Okay, here we go.
There you go, Hatter, you're up.
There he is. Okay. This is a rush job, so bear with me, please. I hope there's room for me. I write to twist a tongue or two in hopes that I might twist on you. Your eyes so easy, I watch to see you twisting again the dance for me. Oh, sweet pea, won't you twist with me? Can't you dance and take a chance to be my sweet pea? Okay, here we go. Stinking pricking, licks and chickens, pricking, lick, liking from the sea, rubbing, dubbing, dubbing, dubbing. Hope there's room for me.
Oh, I love this. Of course there's room for you. There's always room for Hatter. Oh, there's never any room for anybody else but the Hatter. Oh, my God, that's adorable. Oh, good. That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I don't think I could even say that. A stinking prickin' vixen chicken, picking lynchins from the, yeah. No, I'm done. Ah, wow. Excellent. Of course, great rhyme, great cadence, and as always, great hatterness. Oh, hey, P, your thoughts?
A stinking prickin' vixen chicken. I don't want to see one of them. It sounds sort of very aggressively sort of nasty, you know. Sort of the, why don't you trust the road, stop me or bite me, you know. It's a bit like that. But I enjoyed it.
Oh. And Sky, your thoughts?
I like how we brought you into the poem. Where am I? Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah, I like how we there was like a little intro there too, and the sweet pea, won't you twist with me? Can't you help dance and take a chance to be my sweet pea? It's just like he wrote you like a little sweet song twister love poem here.
I know.
Excellent. He's gonna get extra brownie points. Now we're all. We got to bring sweet in it now.
Damn it. Don't have to play the game.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Yes. And Frank, your thoughts? Frank. Are you on mute? Gotta wake him up. Frank. I lost Frank.
Spine.
Frank.
Frank. Oh. Catacombs.
I guess he's not here. He went away. The devil took him. Oh, no. All right. Hey, P, throw your poem up there. I know you got one for me.
I do. Yeah, I do. It's not, you know, a wonderful sort of tongue twister, yeah. But if and it's not that long, yeah. So I sort of looked at this and I thought, well, I probably think that would be better than that sweet. So I sort of went and did a second one, yeah. So I'm going to do the second one, if that makes sense. Because if you look at the first one, it bears a sort of uncanny resemblance in some ways to this one. Here we go.
Okay.
Go a bit like this. Thought waves across seashore roar, sport the seas in waves sought more, fell before sun, pour through quarters, swell still swept as glistening waters. Or turscribed sea, sun-glaring score, sporters or other there past core. Sun-burning summer plasters mortar, spun to quarter, turn son or daughter. Daughter or son, turn quarter to spun, mortar plasters summer-burning sun. Poor past there other or supporters, or glaring sun, sea scribe, quarters through poor, sun before fell, more sought waves in seas, short. Or sea across wave sport. End quote.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing to me. I mean, between one, two, twisting, turning, but I don't know how you guys have done this week. I've been blown away by everybody's ability to twist it and turn it and burn it, and you did it in, what, palindrome? Did you do, is this a palindrome? I'm trying to look.
Is it a palindrome? Yes.
It is a palindrome tongue twisting thing, only done that you could do it by you 7 minutes ago. How do I just not kick you in the ass sometimes? I just don't know. In a loving way, of course. Of course it's in a loving way. I really, you need to be within the distance of a crop. I'm just saying. I adore it, and I'm blown away by the talent as usual. But it's great. I just read it frontwards, backwards, and do it again. Summer is bringing sun corpse past their other or supporters score, glaring sun, sun screams, otter. I how do you do it? This is another great titillating tongue twister. Bravo, AP. Done in perfect AP style. I really enjoy it. Just very well done. I'm almost tongue-tied to the point I can't even speak. I'm in awe. Hatter, your thoughts?
Had a high school,
by the way. It took me a while to figure out what happened, the two-piece thing. I finished the first part, and then I was lost. I was playing catch-up on the other. So let me, I can read that first. I mean, why was that put in two, AP? Just accidentally posted? Because you had it
No, I did a palindrome joke. So I put twisting one up, and I said it wasn't long. And so then I put twisting two up, and that got the reverse.
Oh, okay.
He twisted us.
I
it was
see
a
it.
Palindrome. Yes.
Is that the one I love to do?
Yeah, the ones you hate. Yep.
Yeah. Great comment, Hatter. I like it. Sky, your thoughts?
I thought it was an excellent piece, and I liked a bit of the twisting one, twisting two, and, you know, the glistening, where was it, the swell still swept, glistening waters. I like how you do that, your pieces, how they just kind of flow together. They're all well written, and I'm in the middle of reading the second one, so I was caught off guard in that comment, so I apologize. I thought it was really, really well done. I liked how you dropped down both. It's so we can have a little bit of a continuation to this. I thought it was pretty cool, AP.
And let's see. I know Wayne and... Oh, hold on. Hello, hello, 512.
Hello there. Hello there, sweet.
Oh, Frank's back.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, I can.
I don't know what happened. It dropped. It dropped. I'm sorry.
Yes. You went away.
Yes, because it dropped. It dropped me.
It did. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Yes, I'm sorry you dropped. Okay. Well, I don't know if you got to hear the twisted comments by, or the twisted poem by AP, which was very good, but he did twist us around a little bit. It was quite well done.
I was not able to hear it. I did read for the most part where I think there were some comments going on. I thought this piece here had a very unique ability, like he always has, his creativity. And I like the way he just incorporated the alliteration there, particularly the S, which I found that unique and fascinating there. I thought this piece overall was a great display of humor, and for writing it in 11 minutes, you did a fantastic job. I don't know if there are twisting one, is there a reference to that? It's twisting two, there's a twisting one.
Yeah. Well, twisting one was just the two stanzas without it reversing, Frank, so I sort of did a little palindrome joke and said, you know, it wasn't long enough, so I just took it around. Yeah, you see, that was
okay.
Just a little...
I got you there. I wasn't certain about that, but I understand that now.
As you do.
All right. Excellent. All right. So next I'm going to throw up Phil, the poet. And
yep.
He has a SoundCloud. So let's listen
this
to the mighty Phil.
A poem by Phil the poet called Old Russian Tale from Rostov. A Russian rogue with a rubber rifle chases a rabbit with a rainbow ring, runs into a reasonable reaction, roaming a racetrack in rush hour. Red ribbon tied around a rugged rock with a rattle ruling a ballistic ragweed. In the rainbows roaming radar dales, racing upon a rusty rail tracks. Radio resting in a rustic rebel's hand, roving under a radar's rushing bleep, rolling his R's with a red-faced rage as the rampant rodent rolls by. Around ricochets off rickety roofs, rattling the reflex of a rum-filled ruler. No response to ringing reality rolls. A roar rises resounding off a recycled tin. Red and raw rectum reels to rapport. The rabbit reacts with a raucous retort, spreading rumors ruthlessly in Rostov. Risky rabbit kicks a Russian revolutionary's rump. End poem.
Okay, this is another righteous read. I roving under a radar's rushing beep, rolling his R's, which I love the way Phil did that. A rampant rodent rolls by, and red and raw rectum reels to the rapport, spreading rumors ruthlessly and roast off. A risky rabbit kicks a Russian revolutionary's rump. This is fabulous. A great story, by the way. And the use of the R's, unbelievable. Just perfection as far as that goes. And it's a Wayne contest, so Wayne did a great contest here. But Phil, excellent read, excellent storytelling. I mean, not just the alliteration that you did, but there's a story in here, and it's hilarious. It's just really, really good. Bravo, Phil. And you got a gold medal for it. I can see why. This is just really something that's funny, and it's great, and I was like, does it rhyme perfectly, too? No, not quite, but thank goodness, because I'm not a rhymer, but this is great. AP, your thoughts on this?
I thought it was a really ready, ripping, righteous render. Sweet.
That's an awesome comment. And Sky.
Sky.
I really loved how he rolled his R's too. I thought that was really clever. It was read so wonderfully. I love it from top to bottom. The title, absolutely brilliant. I have to say that radio resting in a rustic rebel's hand stanza was my favorite. It might have been because the cool way he was rolling his R's, but I think also it's pretty well written. It was really, really well done, Phil.
All right. And Frank, your thoughts.
Well, first of all, for someone like me who rose my R's and spanners, he did a great job there. I thought this poem here was very witty, very creative, and I agree there, Sweet, that there's a storyline there that he attached to this poem here. But I just adored this poem here, and I just liked the way he displayed the tale, which was not easy. It's a very impressive piece here, very much so.
Excellent. And Sky, my love, you are going to be the last poet of the evening.
Oh.
So you have that wonderful spot to read last. So you're the most memorable. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you that anyway.
No pressure.
No pressure. So be super, super amazing.
All right. Do you want me to drop it?
No, I got it. It's right here.
Awesome. All right.
I know I'm slow. I know I've been off tonight, but.
I found this one from 2015. Hope that's okay. I wrote it to the quote, "If you hide your ignorance, no one will hit you, and you'll never learn." Brave Bradbury.
God.
Nice one, 51. Pillow pocket. Poignant, opinionated, opinioning posers prey on pretext of pragmatic penalties. Poor patsies are promised pillow pockets. Problem is, persons of public relations tend to pay piano-piped publications to the point of preposterousness. End poem.
Wow. Perfectly presented. This is beautiful. And it hits that quote in Fahrenheit 451 perfectly. Tend to play piano pipe to publications to the point of preposterousness. Isn't that so very true? This is very, it is poignant, it's opinionated, pining posers. But yeah, I'm like really, I mean, I'm awed by the whole piece and the tongue twister piece, but I'm even more awed by the actual quote and what you're saying. Because Fahrenheit 451 is like one of my favorite books, and I'm really looking at the text of what you're saying, and so I'm engaged in that, and I think that is brilliant, and what you're saying and how it is saying, hey, you got to listen, and these people are morons, and what they're saying and how they're saying it. So for that part of it, it's more impressive to me, and that's what I'm honing in on. But for what we're talking about tonight, this is brilliant. It's fabulous. I really enjoy it. Very well done, Sky. AP, your thoughts.
The precise portrait prizes parts in pieces precision. In comments.
Thank you, baby.
And Frank, your thoughts?
No, I'm not going to attempt to overdo that. Great there, AP. I thought this piece here was very much very creative and ruminative. I know that she's referring to that quote there, the Fahrenheit 451. I thought very clever there, Sky. I mean, it's a brevity and all, and I thought it was just creative to get all the alliteration in such a brief, a brevity, and to have a message to it, which is even more to be respected there.
Thank you for
absolutely.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. And Hatter, your thoughts?
Publicly portioned for poets posting poems and
particularly personal.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, wow. I have to say tonight was a blast to everyone. I mean, I'm just blown away by the poems you guys brought in, by the twisters, by the interpretations of what a tongue twister is, by the people that brought in the, oh, my God, I'm always tongue twisted in this situation. You know, these people have put me in this situation. I can't get out of it. I don't know what to say. I'm always stumbling. Those poems were absolutely hilarious and fun. Raconteur brought a very unique actual twisting my tongue kiss. That was quite fun and sensual. And I just, we've run the gamut on what tongue twisting is tonight, and I have had a blast, and I want to thank everybody that has been a part of tonight. Raconteur, Wayne Jett, Hatter, Irish Rose, I got to run down my list, Frank, Sky, AP, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, I didn't hear what Frank said.
No, it's been my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. And Stephen and Kay, Big Verge, Gerald Green. I've had so many. I just got to keep going down my head. Verge. Phil the Poet. And I'm quite sure, knowing me, I have probably absolutely forgotten somebody, but let me go back and make sure I have it. Raconteur, Laughing Soul. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't want to miss her. Wolf Spirit, I got. Yep, that's it. Those are all of them. Woo, I did it. So I thank every one of you for this great show. What do we got coming up tomorrow night? I believe that's Hatter and Steve. And then Saturday night is Tumbleweeds. Go ahead. Hatter, what's going on with you and Steve?
We'll be fishing tomorrow night. We're fishing tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right, the big fishing show. Fishing's the big show. And then Saturday night, Tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds.
J.C. Taylor. Yep.
Tumbling tumbleweeds. I'm going to prove to Hatter that there are tumbleweeds in Australia. That's my soul. My soul for the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there are tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds.
Tumble the opposite way. They tumbleweed opposite.
So they tumbleweed.
Tumbleweeds. They go the other way.
Cool.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
Sunday. Sunday night. What's Sunday night?
Trifecta. A triple Hatter weekend. Deb and I will be doing Motown.
Ooh,
Motown.
Motown.
Yep. Listen to some information on some of the bands. Yeah.
When too much
and
Hatter
Sky,
is never enough.
Right, never enough Hatter. Sky, what are you doing?
Oh, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Lord of the Rings, Volume 4, Their Journey Continues on Poetic
Cycle. Awesome. And Frank, do you have anything coming up this weekend?
Yes, I've got the cafe on Saturday, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern, and Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock Central is the cafe as well.
Awesome. So we got around the world coverage and around the radio coverage. Monday night is Deb's personal prompt Monday, and the rest of the week we'll finish out sooner or later. All right, guys, thank you so much. This was a great week. Yes.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Thank you, guys. Love and respect to each and every one of you. It's been a great night.
Take care,
Steve.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Can we play Sweet Pea? Can we play Sweet Pea again?
We can.
How do we play?
All I got to do is find it, and we're right there.
Oh, Sweet Pea, won't you be my girl?
Won't you dance with me? I'm down here somewhere.
You know, if you take if you hit right above the studio where the sounds are, if you hit the
Michael, it's time for some scintillating sweet speculations.
That's not it. Oh, here it is. I found it.
Excellent.
Go out with me. Good night, guys. Have a good one.
Good night.